Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Thanks for joining us for another bye guys. Ever.
Fuck yeah.
With my main man Zach. How you doing?
Good morning, Ian.
Chickity check, check, check. Good. I'm good. You didn't ask, but good morning.
It's good to see you, buddy. I love the energy you bring in the morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're a good guy.
You're a good guy.
Also, just where do you keep that banana?
Oh.
If you didn't have a backpack, is that a pocket banana?
Pocket banana. Yep.
You have that, but I feel like you wear like tight, like biker, like
I do.
Bike jeans.
Yes. Back pocket banana or fanny pack banana. But I had to banana it this morning. Although I have a hard time eating in the morning sometimes. Especially when I don't sleep. I didn't sleep last night.
Probably all the coffee, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. But I got to eat or else I'll be a Silla Express to Diarrhea Town.
Wait. Good to know. All right, we have three guests.
Okay.
To my right, one of the I've known for fucking forever, and one of our favorite dudes, you got Chris Scopa.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
for
having us.
I lost my voice a little bit at the Mets game.
That's right.
That you almost fucked me with last night.
Yeah.
But you know
how'd
what?
How'd they do?
We won. We won.
Our next guest is.
I knew that was coming, but you know what? I'm still excited to talk about the Mets. So
yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Let's well, go. they're doing well, but the Phils, do the Phils have a chance? I haven't been.
You're going to be in the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah, you're going to be in the playoffs.
Woo!
Yeah,
oh, my Phillies, man.
Yeah. I'm going to be selling perks to your team so they lose.
Oh, my God. You're going to be what?
Selling perks to your team so they lose.
Do you sell perks?
Ian, it was a joke, man.
Ian and I
both wanted to know the answer to that for very different reasons. Ian wanted to help you, and I also wanted to help you financially.
I was going to do an intervention, be like, Scopo, you're better than
we
that.
We talked about sobriety last
no,
night.
No, he's like, not.
Yeah. No, are you kidding me?
Well, you look like it, so, you know,
it looks like you're selling nitrous in the parking lot,
and Todd looks like he's the one huffing it.
Yeah. Todd's my go-to.
Yeah.
He's my go-between.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Hey, tell your sister I said hello. Next time you come by, bring me a pair of her panties, all right?
Yeah. Let's make a watch. Make a watch.
Speaking of Todd, I'm so excited he's here.
Thanks, Ian.
The pride of Rochester. Not a compliment. Todd Gerslin.
Thanks, Ian. Hi, man. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here.
The pride of Rochester, you know what? It might not sound like a compliment, but coming from Rochester, it's kind of a compliment. So I appreciate it.
The bar is low.
It's low. Look, if this is what you got, I apologize.
Never. We're comics. We don't apologize.
Okay. Yeah.
Until we do something really fucked up, then we apologize really quick.
Yeah.
And in a pathetic way.
Yes. And then start posting other things on our feed so it's kept buried.
Wash it away.
And to the left of Todd is the wonderful Andrea Allen.
What's up, baby?
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. We've all kind of known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Very long time.
Yeah.
10 years, both of you guys, I've known you.
Yeah. Wow. I've known Todd since what, 2018 maybe? 2019?
Yeah, 2018. I think it was 2018. Yeah.
I've known you since fucking
2011,
like the Lantern and shit.
Yeah, back in the day.
Zach, we used to do. I remember each other. Doing on.
Scopo, let's go. I might have no voice, but I got a lot of jokes coming at you.
Wow. Only 50 tenures.
There you go. See?
Oh, yeah. What was the bar show that you used to do?
Bar None.
Bar None.
Bar None.
Oh, my God. Yes. Bar None.
And when I was in college, I used to go and get fucked up there, and I had a Valentine's Day rendezvous with a gal who I have to thank because we met there. We hooked up at her place. She brought me back. She blew me, and I said, oh, thanks. Good night. And she goes, no. Your turn.
Oh!
And I was like, what? And she goes, don't ever come and not return the favor. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
And that was me.
And it was Andrea. And I went down on this girl, and I still didn't really know what I was doing. This was like 2006 or 7. And I was just down there like, licka. What is going on?
I always go on a girl first because I'm like, I know once I'm like, I'm not going to want to do
that's
this at all.
Yeah. Now.
So it's like, yeah.
And I know the second I come, I am like, get the fuck off me. Let me sleep.
Yeah.
And then, why are you looking at me when you say that?
Oh, sorry. I meant to send it to you in a text. No, but I don't know. They have to get off first because if I get off first, that making them come is such a chore that I'll be like laying there like,
I'm going to have one eye on the Met game the whole time. It's not going to be good. Oh my God, this is going to be terrible.
Right?
Can I be honest about getting eaten out?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Wow.
What?
And this isn't like, oh, I hate my vagina. No, I'm a guy's girl type thing. It's just like no one's ever been fucking that good at it.
Whoa.
No one's been
that's
that good at it.
That's a call to arms for all the bi guys, man.
Yeah.
Tongues.
Call the tongues.
I love a finger blast.
Whoa.
It's a classic. And also, like, a lot of guys are down there and they really feel like they're like doing some sort of real art and it's just bullshit. But you have to pretend you like it. So
I've gotten so good at it because I glom onto it like a barnacle on a boat.
Oh, yeah? Are you sucking in?
Sucking on the clit.
The sucking is good. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Also, speaking of sucking on the clit, the greatest phrase and instance of it being said was in the Gigi Allen documentary when his brother Meryl is playing his new band song for his mom in the car. Do you remember?
I gotta remember.
And the song is like, he's like, oh, it's a new song. And he turns it up and he goes, it's called Sucking on Your Pussy on a Friday Night. Fucking mom. And it's amazing. It's like, sucking on your pussy on a Friday night. It's like, wow, what a good theme song.
See, the only reason I have confidence in my oral sex abilities is I've had enough girls fart
while they came. Yeah.
Wait, and what? I feel like that's how you know you really got one.
You're blowing out the gas.
I'm not good.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me once. I've never had a fart in my face.
Oh, dude, when I used to have a beard and a chick farts while you're going down on her.
Wait.
You know, like
are we doing queef or fart? Or
no, I'm talking out. I'm talking. Wait, she comes so hard she farts.
Okay. What?
Oh,
in your beard.
Yeah.
Stuck in your
beard. You know, like in a movie when they drive through a cornfield and it like.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have facial hair and a girl farts on your chin.
And you know, he's a pervert. He's not washing that.
What are you doing? I got to know what you are doing.
I don't know. It's just what I'm told.
Oh, you're giving me the cold prickly.
I'm also a big, like, I lay on my back. She sits on my face.
Oh, that's I love that.
Yeah. That's a good time.
Yeah.
Well, I can't really cut. Sometimes I have a hard time coming because of my medication. And
that's
I
like your mental health.
You're right about that. All right. And I
have a woman.
Why is your clit not 4 inches? What's wrong?
That's why I'm so good at sucking on it. But I like, because then I can like jerk off because I sometimes I can only do hand.
I don't get that though. There's times where like I will have sex and like I can't come with a girl, but I can go home and jerk off within a minute. You know what I'm like? I don't understand.
Really?
Are you on medication? Not there.
I am, but
pressure.
Suboxone doesn't count.
Oh no! I've been off that for 4 years, Zach. All right.
I'm getting so quick at coming nowadays. It's not
really?
Good.
Yeah.
It's not.
I'm having a hard time. It's old age and the medication.
But you're taking forever. Yeah. I want to take forever at times. Yeah. I'm like, let's go. But like,
let's Freaky Friday.
Yeah. I would love a good hour session. Yeah.
Oh, I love when people take forever.
No.
Yeah,
but your dick doesn't get really hard, I feel like, when you're fucking forever.
Oh, I will say, I've noticed, though, that when I, like, make passionate love and I make eye contact, I come fast.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, my girlfriend, like, she wants to, like, when we're on top, she grabs like my arms and her legs. I'm like, don't do that. That's going to make me come right away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's
tough because sometimes I'll, like, almost come quick and I'm like, I'm gonna shoot, and they're like, don't come yet, and I'm like, all right, fine, and then I make myself not come, and then I missed the come boat.
You gotta wait for it to come all the way back around,
and it takes a long time, and guess what, I didn't bring my fairy pass.
I like to, like, pull it. My boyfriend's in his 40s, so I like to pull it out of him. Even if he's drunk and he, like, doesn't think it's going to happen, I'm like, I'm going to make it happen. The other day, I got in the bathtub. I folded my body in half and, like, held onto the edge and just, like, fucked him backwards like a wrestler. I was like, I'm going to finish you.
Wait, hold on.
So you were on top, technically.
He's standing like this.
Yes.
I'm in the bathtub. My legs are folded in half, so I'm, like, using the edge of the tub, and my legs are up against, and then I'm riding backwards on him.
Okay. Oh, like when someone puts a suction dildo on the shower and they fuck it?
Yes, I'm making him. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm getting this done.
Limber. Good for him.
He's
in
shape.
Are you in the water or are you above it like a dog that won't get in the bath?
Above it like a dog that won't get in the bath.
Her boyfriend just going like this the whole time? Yeah.
And then she shakes to come off like that.
I'm getting it.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had something else to say. Hold on. What were we talking about? Coming. I didn't sleep last night, so I'm having a hard time with my brain.
Me neither, dude.
I got a PS5, so I played a wrestling game all night.
What'd you play?
2K.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I play every night.
Really? I was starting to design my character, and I was like, this is just way too long.
Oh, you're already on there.
What?
Somebody made us already.
What?
Of course they did.
Somebody made everyone, right?
Somebody made everybody.
I was watching that last night on YouTube, and they look fucking good.
Okay, what? So I've been playing that game for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And every year I have to make myself again. And this year I just searched my name.
Wait.
And there was two of me already.
How
uploaded.
Do I do that?
Wow, you're in a video
Community
game, bro.
Creations.
Yeah. Wait.
Literally, Alex can search it. Somebody made us a tag team already with our music.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude. Yeah.
Are you serious? Alex, can you pop it up?
What's the name of the game? Mike found it yesterday. So
WWE 2K22.
No way.
Yeah, this is the first year I didn't have to make me. There was already two of me uploaded.
Oh my God. Is there any way when I do a finishing move, they can finish him? You got finance.
Probably not. God damn it. That's asking a lot. That's asking a lot.
Come on, people out there. Wait, can I make up my own moves? Or is there like, did they make finishing moves for us? And mine's like, the suck off.
You can.
I do the power bomb, and instead of putting them down, I just suck them.
You can customize. There used to be create your own finisher, but that was like years ago. Now you just pick from a list of pre-done moves.
Hold on, I have Zach here.
Dude.
I'm gonna look for another one.
Oh, look at this!
No way!
Oh my God!
So it should be the same YouTube channel.
Oh my God!
Wow.
That's insane.
Hold on. I'm going to videotape it.
No, Ian, it's on YouTube. It's really, but the same guy made us.
Find me.
Is Ian on there?
Yeah, the same guy made us as a tag.
Wow, that's fucking awesome.
Put up the volume.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Somebody made us on 2K Wrestling. All right, you made me a little fat.
Can we change Ian's outfit?
You're a little chubby.
I want to change Ian's outfit. I don't like Ian's outfit.
Yeah, you can customize everything.
So
yeah.
I can go in there and customize.
You got to have a shirt off. They made our theme song.
They put it in, yeah.
And I can download this.
Yeah.
What's up, you little freaks out there? Thanks for joining us for another fun time on Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Zach, I love you. How you doing?
We just listened to our podcast while we wrestle.
Yeah, somebody made like everybody a guess.
Dude,
that's
you gotta have a shirt off though.
I was gonna go home and take a nap, but I'm doing that instead.
Yeah, and then you can pick your own moves and shit.
Are you good though on it? Like, do you have a rating?
What?
Can I play myself as that in the character career?
Yeah.
Can I play myself as that if I wrestle like John Cena?
If you want.
And how do I do this? Go to community guidelines.
Community creations.
Community creations.
I'll show you later.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't have to talk about it.
I'm so excited.
Whee! Yeah, because somebody made another one of me, and I had all like tough guy moves, so I changed it to all the lady moves.
That's great.
So I just do like back rakes and eye gouges.
Slapping.
Yeah. Slapping. Awesome. Low blows.
Off, queen.
That's oh my it. God. I am gonna first thing I'm gonna do when I go home is make him a little skinnier because I am I think I
kinda chubby.
Just it's morphine. A little thick. Yeah, it's a little thick.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
That Ian has not been on the bike lately.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're so vain.
I know I am.
Well, hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, right? Ian doesn't, but I do. And we can get really super-duper legally high by going to YoDelta.com and stocking up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. And, oh boy, do they work. So if you are over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com today and stock up. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp and it can be legally shipped to various states and it gets you high. Well, at YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high.
I'm not going to be on the bike for a while. I got into a little accident.
You shit your pants?
No, but I did think I did earlier in the night.
Okay.
But I didn't.
What happened?
Come on. Spill your guts.
Thanks for asking, guys.
Don't be shy.
So I got off the train and somebody, I had my bike and somebody like came up and I knew they were a fucking like podcast person, you know, and they were like, Nick, is that you? And I go, no, I ain't Nick. I go, oh, you're a guy named Nick. And I was like, do you think I was fucking Mullen? And so I go, do you think I was fucking Nick Mullen? And he goes, what? No. And then he like scurried away. I was like, what the fuck? All right, whatever, the fucking weirdo. Maybe he just thought I was his friend Nick. Oh, well, dum-de-dum-de-dum. So I get on my bike, I'm riding, and I put on Meshuggah. And is it Meshuggah or Meshuggah?
Meshuggah.
And the song Bleed. Woo! And I was fucking ripping down the road. And I had my little bag with me that had my jeans in it because I changed so I don't sweat as much. And I see him and I'm like, oh, I'm going to fuck with him. And I was going to be like, Nick. And I go, hey, yeah, Nick. And right before I said Nick, the bag went in the front spoke and I flew head over handlebars. Dude, I crashed so hard. Thank God I know how to like fall and I duck and rolled and I just got my arm a little and my leg. I can't remember if I hit my head or not. I didn't have a helmet on. I don't think I hit my head because I had the GoPro on. I saw it and I didn't see me hit my head on the fall. But this guy had to come over and help me. And I'm
the
like,
Nick guy?
After
the
you,
the same
yeah,
Nick guy.
Yeah, pussy. The guy that I was trying to fuck with, who I thought was fucking with me. But but he just mistook me for a whatever. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. Oh, you're an angel. I appreciate it. I go, I'm Ian, by the way. Thanks. He goes, yeah, I know who you are. I was fucking with you earlier. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, God damn it. And now this guy has got a fucking... That is, like, the worst thing that could happen is to fall in front of this guy.
He mind-fucked you out of your balance.
Yeah, well, I tried to fuck with him, and my bag got my spoke, and I went like, whoop, 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 whoop. And, like, the chicken Wayne's World, it hits the... Hi,
hey, Wayne! Psycho hose beast.
Boom. Dude, and my handlebar is bent at a 90-degree angle. Fucking brake doesn't work. The chain is off.
Good.
So if you're out there listening, do me a favor. Pay for my bike to get fixed. So I had to walk home all rickety, and I'm like, God damn it. You know, I'm finding mystery cuts on me that I didn't realize at the time.
Yeah. You guys are the worst people in the city.
What?
Bike people.
Get out of here.
I've noticed that
while I'm here.
Bike people are the worst human beings in the city. If you go an inch into their lane, get out of the bike lane.
Yeah, because you know what could happen?
I hope
we could have a collision and both of us could get hurt.
Good.
You slick back fucking loser.
How about this? You're supposed to obey the rules of the law.
Luckily, there's a much bigger chance of one of you getting hurt, and it's the one on the bike.
Fuck off.
I've only fallen one time.
There's a sense of entitlement about biking in
New York City. I will agree.
It's disgusting.
I concede. Yes. And guess what? Because I'm aware of that, I go out of my way to be nice on the bike and kind.
Yeah.
And I don't go, out of the way. I go, hey, guys, bike lane, ding, ding. Have a good day. So that they go, oh, not all bike riders are entitled dickheads. fuck no, you.
Dude, the whole time I was here, I didn't get hit by, like, no cars even barely came close, but almost got hit by at least four or five bicycles that were just.
Well, that's your fault for not paying attention. Yeah,
dude, I'm on my phone.
Entitlement,
I gotta,
right there, boom.
No, not entitlement. Boom. Being right spatially sometimes aware of your surroundings.
You gotta look at directions.
You can't fucking walk around with your head down, phone. You gotta realize there's other people in the world except
and
you.
And you don't run the city. You don't run the bike lanes.
I do run the city.
I run the
and
city.
And I ride where I want, when I want, and I go through lights because I know how to ride properly.
I ride on the sidewalk.
And how's your bike right now?
It.
I don't do that.
What?
Piece of shit.
What did you just say?
I said, I know how to ride properly.
And,
I go
and how's
lights.
Your bike right now?
Let's get into plugs. All right, guys. What do you...
All right, guys, let's get some plugs out of the way. Todd, where do you want people to get eyes on, my friend?
Hey, go check out Can You Laugh About It Now? It's my podcast. We talk about shameful past experiences and see if we can all come together and laugh about it now.
Fantastic. You, Scopo?
Hey, go to @ChrisScopo on all social media. I have my podcast @DearBuddies. Ian's coming out next week. We get a, it's not as, you know, it's not like this podcast. We get a little deep.
Funny.
We talk. Yeah, and you know
we had fun yesterday. We had fun.
We had a good time, but it's you know I don't know. If everyone's
time.
Gonna go in there and be like, "This is gonna be a laugh ride." It's not. You get deep. At
well,
times.
You're not selling it.
Okay, well, this is your 15th time you did a joke today. So hack.
Scopo's one of my favorite people we've known for a long time.
Me
Please
too.
Support his podcast.
Me too. Yes, I had a really good time.
Yeah. Your bike
honestly, yeah. You were supposed to go to the Met game and you stayed because we were having so much fun.
We did have a good time. The time
did
pass
we
quickly.
Did.
Yeah.
Yes, and you're right. I am being a bit of a hack, and I am sorry for that. I'm just trying to match your energy.
This is the confrontation we talked about last night.
Andrew, I know you got a new podcast. Tell everybody about
it. Fuck yeah. My new podcast is called Dog Pig. It is a sex and dating podcast. I love a spit take. And follow me on Instagram @AndreaComedy69. My first episode, I talked to a dude who used to, he has his nails sharpened down to claws, and he used to scratch my back, like fucking thrash it up Wolverine style. So we got into that.
You
like
that?
I loved it.
Wow. Dude, I had a dominatrix that had a Freddy Krueger glove.
I love it.
He used to wreck my back up.
Dude, I'm sober. I have nothing.
I don't even like my nipples twisted, to be honest with you. That even freaks me out.
I want you to draw blood.
Oh.
Suck it up. Dog pig.
Hell.
One time I was with a gal and we were hooking up and I was like, God, I'm going to get a condom. She goes, are you all right with a little bit of blood? And I, because she was kind of like freaky, I was like, I mean, how much and where do you want to cut
like
me?
Like period?
And she was like, no, I meant my period. And I was like, I thought you were a crazy bitch and wanted to like cut me up and stuff. I was trying to be like, okay,
much better. Much more exciting.
What, like a paper cut? iAnimal69, Twitter, Twitch, and it's, oh, Zach.
One time when I stretched my Prince Albert, I had sex with a girl with a condom on, and we spent 5 minutes after sex trying to figure out if the blood was on the inside or outside of the condom. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Zach. It's not funny. And Catalyst Wrestling will be in Brooklyn at Chilo's Tacos, Tequila, and Wrestling on September the 18th. Come hang out. Ian?
Yes, iAnimal69, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. I got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Holy moly, guacamole. I'm at Cap City, Austin, September 22nd to the 24th with the great David Tell. And I'm sticking around for a little bit, going to do some fun stuff. Doing Kill Tony again, which I'm very excited about. Shout out Kill Tony. Thank you. That was a lot of fun. Appreciate it. And nice people saying good things. And then, yo, I am headlining Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona, October 2nd, October 5th, San Jose Improv, October 6th, Brea Improv, and tickets just went on sale December 8th, Pittsburgh Improv, and I'm also going to be at the Cleveland Comedy Festival, closing that out, November 5th, September 10th, I'm at the Emmaus Theater with LaMare, Andy Malafrino, and we're doing a live B and Ian pod. And check out my podcast, B and Ian, on YouTube, patreon.com/B and Ian pod. It's a lot of fun. I would love everyone here to come do it. It's in my basement. It's like you're hanging out.
You got a basement?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I turned it into a studio and it's like, oh, pop up a picture. It's really fun. I just had Shainer and Six on, and it's like having a sleepover with your pals. if it was Pee-wee's Playhouse meets Wayne's World.
It does look cool.
Is this where you had Louis Dykstra on?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to listening to that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, do you know him?
Yes, he's a lunatic.
He's a lunatic in the best fucking way.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he told a story about doing coke with Robert De Niro. There it is. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
Yeah. Yo, he told a story about doing coke with Robert De Niro, but he calls coke Keith Richards because Keith Richards looks like a line of coke. And him and De Niro did Richards' greatest hits. And it's just, he's a lunatic in the best way.
Do you know how crazy the 86 Mets were when he was on?
Yo, he told me.
They were out of control.
He told me the 93 Phillies made the 86 Mets look like fucking T-ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus
With
Christ.
The shit he would do. Because at that point, he was making money.
Yeah, he was like 22, 23.
Yeah,
but the 86 Mets, dude, there's the saddest picture of them like celebrating, and Doc Gooden has just a 1,000-yard stare because he's all like cooked out, and he missed the celebration because he went to a crack house.
He was watching the parade as he's sitting in a crack house in Queens. Yeah.
Wait, Doc Gooden was a crack house? I thought Daryl Strawberry was a crack house.
They both.
Yeah. Doc Gooden was crack.
Tag team
Strawberry was coke, right?
I mean, listen, I'm sure if you handed either of them cocaine, they would do it, or crack, they'd do it. But Daryl's been, like, sober, and you look at Doc, you're like, oh, you're not sober.
Yeah, well, Doc is sober now. He's been on and off, but Strawberry got sober, and now he's, like, super into God and his white wife, and they, like, go on tours.
Nice.
But Dykstra said that Strawberry had a hammer. He's like, oh, he fucked the girl during the game. To his leg. What?
During the game, he fucked the girl. Because like one of the guys was fucking a girl. One of the guys picked out a girl in the stands. Went back and fucked her, and Daryl heard about it. He goes, "I'm the star of this team. Get that bitch back here. I'm fucking her."
Respect.
And he brought the bitch back and he fucked her in the locker room.
That's when times were better. Life was better. I have a theory. Life was better when baseball uniforms were tight and the guys wore stirrups.
Yep.
And now they all got loose leg pants and long pants, and it's not. Everything stinks now. Life was better when it was tight outfits.
Yeah. I'm gonna go even more. I say basketball shorts above the knee.
Yeah. Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
It's coming back.
We're dumb. What?
Right, it's coming back. High shorts is coming back in the league. LeBron's bringing it back.
I'm leading it. I'm leading the charge. Look at that leg.
Life is a highway. I want to ride it all night long. Hey there, super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you, yes, you can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that hassle, are still going to charge you storefront markups. Because at RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or an idiot like me who doesn't understand how automobiles work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the website and check out all the parts available. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Buy Guys podcast. They're going to love that. Guys, this is the best commercial in the world, isn't it? You know it. You love it. RockAuto.com. Boogie woogie. I have one question about Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
Is he who got the giant head from Mr. Burns' tonic, or is that somebody else?
Oh my God. Daryl Strawberry, I think.
Was that Daryl Strawberry? Yes.
And Don Mattingly had to shave his sideburns.
Until he had a mohawk.
Yeah. Get rid of those sideburns.
That is all my knowledge of baseball, by the way, is based off one episode of The Simpsons.
I think that may be my favorite Simpsons episode of all time.
It's perfect.
Guys, what's your favorite Simpsons episodes?
Cape Fear.
Oh, that's a good one. But you like it for the Cape Fear aspect, but it's not that funny.
Oh, no, it's a hilarious episode.
Is it?
It's the fucking funniest, yeah. And then also it's a perfect parody of one of the best movies.
True.
I didn't watch The Simpsons.
When they kill Flanders' wife, I remember that one.
That's 11.
Yeah.
Later.
Uh-huh.
I did too many drugs in the 90s, I remember. They all seem like one long Simpsons, so I can't remember shit.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't remember The Simpsons?
No.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons, and that was like a treat if I behaved well. Oh, you can stay up to 8:30 and watch The Simpsons. Ooh.
Yeah. I know that. Mine
that's when life was better, when parents had boundaries and rules.
Dallas kids were into bed early. In the
what?
Daryl was fucking girls in the stands.
Yes, some simple times.
Right?
Yeah, simple
when
times.
Motley Crue could roll through town and have passes handed out to girls, but they had to bang the roadie before they got to him, and everyone knew the deal.
And they might have been 16.
Well, you know, times change.
Dude, I watched, Dee Snider has been like really fucking vocal on Twitter.
About
Trump supporters using "we're not going to take it."
Oh,
and he's
yeah.
like pissed about it. He's like, just so you know, all you MAGA people, the person who wrote that song is a cross-dressing Jew libtard. Uh-huh. And somebody just took... And by the way, I like his chutzpah.
Yeah.
I like it. Too. I'm on his side. And then somebody just took an excerpt from his book about how he met his wife.
Oh, no.
And he goes, somebody brought her to a show. She was beautiful. She was perfect. She was 15. We've been together ever since. And somebody was like, somebody in just one fell swoop was like, hey, D.
Somebody tried to show her ID and he goes, we're not going to take it.
I had that queued up, too.
Oh, fuck. That's so funny.
It was
gross.
So, somebody just, I mean, is it? 70s, 80s? 15 was a lot older. Bowie's fucking banging.
Yeah, and I'm sure she didn't look 15 either.
Yeah, she probably had 8 pounds of makeup like he did.
Well, here's a weird thing.
Between the two of them, they both looked like they were 45-year-old Jewish brothers.
Yeah.
Here's a weird thing. I feel like back then, everyone was like, well, she's 15, go for it. Oh, okay, young, blah, blah. Nobody cared. But then now,
you stay a child longer now.
Yes.
I think
like mentally TikTok and all that shit?
In the eyes of people, I think.
In the eyes of people, I think.
I feel like girls, because of all the hormones and proteins
food.
And stuff, processed food, they're developed, so their bodies are looking like way older, but then you look at the face, you're like, your child.
Yeah.
But while the bodies are like older, it's now more than ever like, no, don't do that young. And then back in the day, it was like, well, you got a leathery face because you smoked since you were 7. Get out there, kid.
Well, even
literally,
think about,
you're a kid.
The girl was there.
Yeah,
she was at a concert. She was by herself at a fucking metal show.
I bet the parents signed off on it.
Absolutely, yeah. Because
shit like that used to happen.
And now I don't think that would fly.
You can't track kids as you can now. You can track where your kid's going to be. Like, mom, I'm going to fucking Stephanie's house, and then you're at a concert. You have no fucking idea.
No, but I even feel like the parents would be hyped on her being with like a rock star. They'd be like, my daughter.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be that.
Sign the rights to their kids.
Yeah, for sure.
Ted Nugent adopted his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler adopted a girl to take her out on the road.
Wait,
what do you mean adopted a girl?
He got legal, like he adopted
because she was a minor.
Because
and
you weren't able to bring them across state lines because they were minors. So these old rock stars would adopt their own girlfriends. Like the parents would sign it.
Steven
simpler, better time.
Yeah. Remember the uniforms are tight. Everything's okay.
Steven Sardi was like, we're going to take it.
Yeah. Walk this way.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. It was a bunch of like older rock stars.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Steven Tyler took guardianship of this girl when she was like 16.
Look at that. She looks like she's 30. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it trickled down to comedy. Seinfeld was banging a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, how is it that, like, years ago, young people, like, just look so old, like they've been paying a mortgage since they were like 12, and then now like everybody looks like a fucking baby.
It's the makeup. I think the makeup back then was like,
I think also
gnarly
the photography has gotten a lot better.
And I think people wanted to be older back then. Like everybody wanted to get up and get into business and be like their parents. And I feel like somewhere along the line, people were like, nah, fuck that. I don't want to be like that anymore. I feel like shit changed.
I feel like also like just life was tougher back then. You're like in the sun. Nobody knew about like skincare. Everybody was smoking.
I think just at our age, any picture of anyone from the 70s, we're like, oh, that person's older than us.
Oh yeah, they look,
I don't know, I feel
up.
Like I look at Saved by the Bell and everyone on that cast still looks like older than being in high school, you know. And then now you look at like a show with like high school and you're like,
well, because now they actually cast high school age kids.
It's not Euphoria. Euphoria, they're all like in their 20s and they're like, this is a 14-year-old girl. And it's like, you're making me a pedophile, stop it.
Well, they have to cast over 18 because there's some scenes in there they can't be.
I know, that show is so fucking, it's fucked.
Fucking hot.
Yeah. I don't like it.
You don't like it for Euphoria?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
But I got, what? They all fucking drugs, and I'm this day, and this is trans, and I'm gay.
Yeah, like, that would have been you in high school.
It's a really good show.
It was me in my private life.
Yeah, that show would just be called Secrets.
Yeah.
it would be behind the scenes.
Don't tell my mom.
Let's do plugs. Scopo, what do you got? Todd mentioned it, that he did so many drugs you can't remember the ham sandwich. Tell us, Todd, you mentioned something to me outside that was said in a flippant manner that really scratched the record to stop. You used to sell pee and do tricks for heroin. Todd, take it away.
I did. I sold pee to a gentleman it was an older gentleman that loved to drink pee, especially from homeless junkies.
Nuh-uh.
Dude,
I literally thought pee was a drug.
I know.
I was trying to figure out in my head
pee
was.
Urine pee. Like, he would come up, and all the homeless boys would, like, push each other. Dude, it's my turn today, bro. It's mine. You know, like, we'd try to get in front of each other to fucking sell him.
Like from Oliver.
Yeah. It's my turn.
Wait. So, what?
Yeah. So he would.
Please, sir, would you like to drink my tinkle?
Yeah, it was a red Solo. He'd bring a red Solo cup.
Oh, brought his own cup.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He brought his own cup.
Wow. It's like when you go to Home Depot, the Mexicans are trying for jobs.
Albaño.
Mi, senor.
So.
I do the plumbing.
Yeah, so
very quick. Go.
I would fill it up in front of him, and it was like I was a dehydrated junkie. Like it was like the color of your coffee, my pee.
Was he looking at your dick when you're filling it up, or?
I bet that was a part of it.
Well, yeah, no, he asked me to jerk off. He's like, will you jerk off?
Did you?
He's like, I'll give you an extra $10 if you jerk off in front of me.
How much would you pay for the pee?
$10. But $10 is fine.
You give him a deal: 10 for pee, 5, and then 5 for jerking off.
Right. No, I mean, 10's a bundle, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, 10's a bag of dope, and then another 10's a bag. That's a speedball right there, dude. Jerk off, a fucking piss. I'm good for the day. You know what I mean? So, wow. Yeah, so
simpler time.
But I couldn't come because of all the opiates. So I'm just sitting there fucking ranking on my tiny little fucking dick for like a half hour. Just please, I need this heroin. And finally, he started laughing at me. The dude likes laughing. He's like, you could stop now. I'm just like fucking.
Oh, wow.
Because I wanted to get the money so bad.
Are you looking at him when you're jerking off? Or are you like looking at
him? No, I'm thinking anything besides that guy. That guy was not. He was like the most. A guy that looks like he would drink pee.
Okay.
It looks like his name would be Herman. He had like a kind of a shirt like this on, tucked in.
It was Herman.
Yeah, he was.
Why did you know his name? He's like, hey,
it looked like his name was Herman.
Oh, wow.
His name was
Herman.
It was Lenny Dykstra.
Don't you dare besmirch.
Dude, when I was homeless, though, I had gay dudes come up to me constantly wanting to blow me for money. Constantly. Like, they blow me for money. I had a dude, this dude took me like, hey, kid, you want a sandwich? And he brought me back to like this Catholic, like, place. I don't know what it was. He's like, he made me.
They're called churches?
I'm a Jew. All right, I'm sorry. That's what they are, churches? Okay.
Yeah.
So he brought me, he's like, hey, here's a turkey sandwich. He's like, how about this? I'll give you $20 if you let me blow you in the basement.
Wow.
Was it a good blowy?
He fucking, it was great, to be honest
I'm
with
sure,
you.
Right?
Honestly, it was one of the better blowjobs I've ever had.
Were you showered or were you like stinky homeless?
Dude, I smelled so bad.
Oh.
I was sleeping like outside. You know what I mean? But he probably loved that. I think he liked that, though. That was part of the turn on. He liked that big, the dirty nut smell coming from my balls, you know? So, yeah, he paid it. And it was really weird being in the basement of some Catholic church, as you say. They are getting a blowjob from some dude, you know?
Dude, I used to volunteer at this LGBT shelter, and it was like an old church. The shelter room was up top, and then downstairs they had a huge fucking thing, and I was in charge of the toiletries. So I'd put all the makeup out for the trans girls, and you know, like, oh, girl, you look good today. And there were some fucking wackadoos there, but you know, we loved them. And there's, you know, like coat drives and all this stuff, and we do food and everything. And there was this girl named Baby who had stuffed bra, like every fucking tit was like this way one week, this way another, you know. And I went to the bathroom, and obviously I went to the guy's room, and I guess she decided, like, well, today I'm going for biological bathroom. And she came in, and I'm taking a piss, and she just walked up and just started jerking me off, grabbing my dick in a church basement, and was like, you like that? And I was like, any other time, yes, but this isn't church. And I was like, And then I felt this thing like, I don't want to reject her. I was like, I'm sorry. And she's like, next week. And I go, why don't you give me your number? I'll call. And then I just never fucking talked to her outside of that scenario.
Wow.
But then she'd always give me the eyes. Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah. I'd be, it was like Christmas time. I'm wearing like a Santa hat. She's like, bathroom. And I'm like, baby, no. It was very funny to be like molested in a church.
Yeah, it was
really brought me back to jail.
I was
Lugs?
It was weird. It was definitely weird, but I was just happy to get the 20 bucks. I remember the dude as he was
it's
doing
like a
it,
cottage industry, getting your dick sucked.
Yeah, how many? How was this like a daily thing?
Did you have a guy a day?
I mean, there was at least a guy a day would come and offer their services to me. And
how many times did you do it?
I mean, I'm not fucking looking. Count, dude. I don't know, but
he was on dope.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was.
Oh,
yeah.
That seems great because most guys are gonna go out steal and boost shit.
Yeah,
you're just sitting back getting your dick sucked, fucking putting a needle in your veins. This is the fucking life.
Once in a while, you gotta suck a dick. Once in a while, you gotta do a little.
Here's the truth.
Okay,
here
well.
Once
in a while, you know.
I was Herman.
All right. All right. I was never on heroin yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were hooked on Tylenol PM.
For the love of the game,
man. It's a
bad
headache, dude. Oh, man, I need some Tylenol. It was a bad go to the store. He's like, la, 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 la.
Wow.
Were you a hunk back in the day? Is that what people...
I don't know. The way...
The best! Oh, my God. So many people come
so
up
true.
To me... So many people come up to me on the road, and they're like a fan of the show. Oh, also, hey, Portland, Maine. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Sold it out. Bye Guys fans, Beanie and fans, Skanks fans. So cool. And everybody goes... I love Bye Guys. Zach's the best. He's the best. And you get so much love, man. And it's so cool. You are just so fucking
come pay see me on the fucking road for fucking once. <Yeah. laughs> Tired.
How was Rochester?
It was okay.
Oh,
I wish I wasn't here.
We did our best. The people that were there were great.
Yeah, we had a good time.
The ride was cool.
Yeah. Andy took me to get Faygo. It was great. Yeah,
sold my piss.
You know? Yeah.
We did the garbage plant. I did the best hosting that I could for you guys that week.
He took very good care. He took us to a crazy bar.
He took me for a garbage plate, and I thought in Rochester, I was like, what's the like good food around here? And they're like, you got to get a garbage plate. And I thought that was like a trash can lid with like food on it.
No, yeah, right. No, it's just a mix of burger, mac, and potatoes. Yeah, I took you to Dogtown, which is a great, so it's cheeseburgers or
hot dogs.
That's
the name of Andrew's podcast. What's it called? Dog piss?
Dog pig.
What's the logo look like?
It's me wearing like a bondage-y shirt with like dog's ears, and I have like a tail. Me is Dog Pig originally was like one of my worst first jokes in comedy. I don't even want
to. I thought it was like
it.
What you wanted to be called in bed.
No, but I don't know. It's just like stuck over time. Like, you fucking pig. It just feels
I
right.
I love that. Yeah. So, that's so funny.
Yeah. It's a.
How much to drink your pee?
I'll give you 20 bucks.
That's great. That's a great fucking logo.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I've peed on someone. During sex. And I was just
on
during
purpose,
it.
Or?
Yeah. Like, but he was into it, and he was like, "Do you want to do this?" And I was like, "Put me in, coach." And the first time I did it, I couldn't. I got pee shy because I'm like, "I'm fucking peeing on. This is crazy, man." And so he was like, "What you got to do? Go to CVS, get one of those big bottles of water." He lived in Queens. I lived in Brooklyn. Get on in Brooklyn. Drink the whole bottle of water, got all the way to the end of the line in Queens. By the time I got there, it's a whole fucking thing. It's like you have to drink so much water.
It's kind of fun.
That you feel it is fun.
And good for you.
It's very
good.
So
did
you
like straddle him and piss on his chest or something?
Yeah, I was like on top of him fucking him and I was peeing
while you were fucking
him.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I would like kind of like, you know, get up on the
hottest. I think that's kind of hot though.
It's hot.
That's not going to be tough to do.
It is tough to do.
Isn't that squirting though?
Can you imagine that?
Isn't that kind of squirting?
Yeah, but it's like you also come. I came a lot harder because like a lot of the time, bitches are afraid of peeing when they hold their shit in because they're afraid of peeing.
That's a good.
You're
PSA
already in the
right
pig
there.
Pen, baby. What? Just fucking let it rip. You're coming. You're pissing.
Now was this on a bed or like in a bathroom?
On a bed.
On a bed?
No
rubber sheets.
No, not really.
But
no.
You've never farted when anybody ate you out before, though.
No, because this guy used to be a heroin addict also, by the way.
I love him.
And
already.
He fucked like an animal because that's all he had. It's all he had. Yeah, me if, and you want, if you want to fuck someone who's fuck good, heroin. Fuck a sober person.
Wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You going to be okay?
Yeah, hold on. On this episode of P&E.
You did all of this on a bed?
On a bed.
Rubber sheet or something?
Like, no rubber sheets. And we slept in that shit.
Oh, what?
That's on you. Yeah. Wow. Dude. That's on you.
I'm a nasty bitch. I don't care.
You fucking dog pig.
Makes sense.
Not a joke. It's a way of life.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle, man.
That is gnarly,
it's all
dude.
I have.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was with a squirter once. And first of all, if anyone's ever with a squirter, don't do it standing up on a patio under concrete, because it sounds like you're throwing a bucket on a windshield at a high school car wash. It is the splash drip sound on the concrete is not appealing at all.
You had me in high school car wash.
And I thought I broke her. I didn't know what was happening. And she wanted to be choked, and I'm choking her, and she's like, I'm like, when's she gonna tap out? She's like, harder. Harder, and I was like, okay. And she fucking squirted everywhere, and it sounded, I mean, it was just like, I mean, it was like when you put a bucket on top of a door and they open it.
Like the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, yeah, the sound! And then she passed out, and I'm like,
what do you mean she passed out?
She's dead now.
She passed out. She wanted to be choked, and that made her squirt, and there's squirt dripping out of the sky.
Yeah.
And it's fucking everywhere, just spraying. It's getting on my legs. We're naked on a patio. She's passed out. I got half an arm up her pussy because she had a kid, and her vagina didn't forget about it. And she's fucking limp, and I'm like, ah! I'm wearing her like a hand puppet, and I'm just smacking her like, lady, wake up, I don't want to have you die. And
were you drinking a glass of water and then she squirted?
And that's how me and Ian met.
I'm desperately trying to make her realize.
To reanimate her heart.
Oh my God, finally she woke up and she's like, that was so hot. I was like, for you? For me, it was a panic. And then she goes, I'm a squirter. I had to change my sheets all the time. And I go, lady, that sounds exhausting.
Don't change them. Just sleep in it.
She was an anti-vaxxing Latina, and I was in love with her.
Oh, you said, have me a Latina.
Yeah.
But she really got me good.
Yeah, that'll get you good. Can I tell you guys something about...
No, she swindled me.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
She take your money?
Oh, no. Took your heart.
Oh, is she a professional?
She was a professional.
I mean,
you fisted a hooker?
What? Fisted a hooker.
Yeah, you're going to be on my pod, so man. You got me.
No. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
She told me she was a professional.
Uh-huh.
Any second changer.
But that she liked me and she wouldn't charge.
Oh, my God.
She brought me back to her place and we were hooking up. And we're like making out, and it's all hot and everything.
You're
and then
different.
She's naked, and she's like, so what are you going to do? And I was like, whatever you want to do. And she's like, what do you want to do? I was like, oh, fuck you. And she's like, that'll be X amount of money. And I was like, what? I thought you said that it was off the clock. And she goes,
it's pussy ain't off the clock.
I have two kids. I gotta make a living. And I was like, but. And she was like... Can you Venmo me, baby? And I was like, okay. And she goes, we'll do it now so we can keep going. And I was like, oh my God. And my Venmo wouldn't work. I wasn't getting service. And I'm like, do you PayPal? And so I had to use PayPal. And then I was like, I'm going to do friends and family so you don't get the double charge. And then we start, you know, whatever. And then fucking, I come and blah, blah, blah. I couldn't really say, it was kind of weird. And she was so hot. But she was doing this thing because she was Spanish where she was like, me gusta papi. And I'm like, you're putting it on for me. Don't
fucking
say something else besides me gusta. I know what that means.
It's almost like you're paying her to do this.
Well, she tricked me to make me think she wanted to because we're outside smoking. She's like, you're cool. I like it. You're fine. I'm glad we met. And I'm like, whoa, cool. Maybe that was just a one-time thing. And then we start kissing and the finger and the squirt and the dead. And then we go back to the bed.
How good is this? This is why she has a patio.
Yeah.
This bitch is good.
She goes, I want to fuck you again so bad. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Round two. But I couldn't get hard because I'm thinking of the squirt and the sound. And, you know, I had to raise her from the dead like Lazarus and Jesus.
You got PayPal again.
And we're making out. And I can't get hard. And she goes, I want to eat your ass so fucking bad. And I was like, oh, I like that. She's like, I want to lick your ass. I want to fucking eat your little fucking tight asshole. And I was like, baby, you're talking my language. Get down there. So she gets down. She pops her fat, big brown booty up in the air. And I'm looking at it. It's so great. She gets down, puts her face up to my ass. She goes, now let's talk pricing. What? And
you were already there. You did
she's
it.
She's like,
did
it's $100.
You're
like, really? And she goes, $100 and I'll eat your ass so good. And I'm like, take it. And I just throw $100 bill. And she went down and she's eating my ass. And I swear to God, she starts to shove a finger. I go, no, knock at the door. Don't go inside. And then we're, you know, okay. I just couldn't get hard because I knew that it was a job for her. And that she didn't really like me.
No. She'd bait and switch. She'd bait and switch.
She did piss all over you, though. I mean, like.
Squirted.
Yeah.
So at least fair. I know she kind of likes me.
Do you have her number?
Yeah.
I do.
Ooh.
Also, we fell asleep in bed. I had to leave to get a flight.
That's crazier. You fell asleep with a hooker?
She was an escort. She
Sex
was a hooker.
Sleep to.
Yeah, they're not vampires.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, but like.
Yeah, they're not vampires.
Not the best decision you made.
Certainly not going to live forever. So I showered.
I think what Chris is trying to insinuate is you fell asleep with your wallet next to her?
Yeah.
Dude, she's got two kids. She had a nice house, a patio. She was put together well.
And she's a hook.
Well, I almost whored her because I found the $100 bill on the floor when she was passed out and I showered it while I'm drying off. I'm like, maybe I should take that $100 back and then be like, well, I don't know what happened, but then I was like, that's not nice. I wouldn't want
you saw a picture of her kids in the wall. You're like, I can't do that.
Yeah, and then I fucking left. And then the Uber guy picks me up at fucking 4 a.m. and he's out of his mind. He's a fucking wackadoo. And he picks me up and goes, hello, Dr. Ian? And I was like, what? The fuck? And then I'm like, I put my stuff in your trunk. He goes, there's no room. Put it in the back seat. There's no room in the back seat. So I put it on the thing. I got to sit with my luggage on my lap because it's got trash on the front seat. And I go, look, man, my flight port soon. You got to hurry up. And he goes, well, can't get a ticket, so we're going the limit. And I was like, I'm going to miss my shit. This fucking guy. But when I was in Austin, I almost missed my flight, and the lift gets there. This guy pulls up in a BMW. I go, hey, man, my flight boards in 20 minutes. Can you get to the airport as fast as you can? I'll give you a big fat tip. And he goes, you came to the right place. Let's go. He had a fucking BMW leather seats, fucking
nice.
Spit
my man.
In his mouth, cowboy hat. We're fucking cowboy. Zooming, dude. We're going over 100 on the road to the airport. And he goes, nothing beats going 100 to the airport in the morning. And I was like, let's go. And
how
I
much to eat your ass? Yeah.
And then we get to the airport and he goes to arrivals. I go, no, departures. He goes, I got you, bro. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay. Takes me to arrivals. Skirt stop. Get out. He brought me exactly to the fucking, I got TSA clear pre-check. Greatest thing I've ever done. Brings me, I go in, baggage claim, up to arrivals, literally go right through and my gate is right fucking there.
Man.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's the, I learned that trick when I was in LA. You don't go through departure, you go through arrival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, I'm doing that at JFK from now on. Fucking LaGuardia. I mean, it's
just
it's
right
a game
there.
Changer.
We never even put it together. It's literally one flight up.
Otherwise, you got to walk and you got to da 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 da. But if you do that, you can't steal from the airport, which I really like doing. Mm.
Did you ever get flagged by PayPal for that hooker charge? By
no,
the way,
because I wrote like fun tax.
I am banned from PayPal and Venmo for selling nudes, and I cannot get back.
Why?
On
What'd they
for
put
the
in the memo?
Someone put
pig tits.
Some idiot put nudes with like the little peach butt thing, and now I can't get back on for the fucking.
Yeah, but
life
how
of
can
me.
You prove? Can't you be like that was a joke?
No, they won't let you. They won't let you.
The amount of
it.
Times I've put for gay sex.
I know. I don't know what the fuck, but I got
suck me tax.
It was just a peach, and they were like,
a peach and then nudes. And nudes.
Oh, no. Oh.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. You're out here getting hookers.
No matter where you go,
they're
policing
down the man.
Women.
Yeah.
I only recently found out that people, you need to make your Venmo transactions private, where people can see.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, the amount of times that I've spent $300 on a film investment at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then decided to invest another $200 at 5 in the morning. And that was just on my public profile.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's how I found out. One time I was Venmoing a guy, and I was like,
I bet you were.
And it was like $200. I go, buddy, I can't be having this in public. He goes, oh, you make it private, bro. And I was like, really?
What were you Venmoing him for, Chris?
A little gay sex and cocaine.
Nice.
Good stuff, huh?
Nice.
50 for
I told you. First one's free.
Yeah.
I heard you put gift. That's what I was told. Like, if you buy anything on there, you just put gifts, so that way you can't get the tax at the end of the year.
I always put dinner and gas.
That's...
Or like dinner
so
and transportation.
You put what you ate and what you got?
You know, I always put like, I like try to mix it up, but usually it's like my half of dinner. Like, I make it too detailed. Like, my half of dinner.
Oh, wow. So if you say gift, you don't get ding.
Yeah, because like I know people that I, like, if you buy weed from them and you get it through Venmo, like at the end of the year, if you put gift, from what I understand, there'll be less of a chance that they'll have to claim it. Because
life was better when you just had to do cold hard cash and the uniforms are tight.
Yeah, but it's so much better to do Venmo, though.
Wow. Yeah, it's I hate it.
I don't want to go to the thing.
I like it.
Then I got to think about, why am I doing this at 2 in the morning? What's going on in my life now? Like, it's right there. Boom.
Yeah, and then fucking Bank of America turns off my card. Yeah. And I have to get a text, and I have to go outside and argue, and there's a Puerto Rican guy waiting for me. Oh, yeah, it's
typical.
It's not,
a lot easier.
I wish you guys could have seen me fucking just hopping around trying to find service in this chick's apartment while I'm trying. My Venmo won't work. Where's your router? Where's your router?
She have a Wi-Fi?
Yeah,
what's wrong with her?
Wi-Fi.
My phone's been dropping
service. Make it 150. She gets some Wi-Fi.
Because I haven't been updating my phone. My phone forced obsoletism. That's what they do.
Like, it's an old Apple phone or something?
Yep. Yeah, makes the phone goes obsolete, so you gotta download, upgrade, buy another.
I love the upgrades, though. You don't like them? You don't like upgrading? I love the upgrades.
Why?
Because it's always some
run smoother.
It's always neat little things in there that I get.
Yeah,
so
but
happy
I'm
about.
Afraid I'm gonna upgrade and it's gonna delete everything.
That's a silly.
Will you back up your
thing? My thing won't back up.
Your thing's backed up.
My thing won't back up.
You gotta go to.
I got no backup.
Oh,
we'll fucking
no,
get some seller spots and get a new phone.
I do. Jammed up all week with seller spots.
Well, good. Get a new phone then.
We know you're jammed up all week and also has spots to sell it.
I don't like it because I don't like spending money. Except
for
if you're about to lick my ass, then I'll give you whatever you want.
That's what you need to go to the Genius Bar and they go to lick your asshole.
Yeah. He just goes there and puts his leg up like this. He's like, I'm ready. Let's go.
Right. And that's not all.
Hand jobs, blow jobs, Steve jobs. Oh my
God. A Suba look alike. Go, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah. All right, let's wrap it. What do you
say? Fuck it. Let's call it there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I want to thank our guests, Todd Gerstlin, Chris Scopo, Andrea Allen, with the brand new show, Dog Pig.
What's
Please
up?
Check it out.
Thanks.
And on behalf of myself and one Einon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys.